This is a daily practice to balance the Pitta dosha. And when the Pitta dosha is out of balance, there tends to be an excess of heat. That heat can show up in your physical body temperature, so you feel overheated. The heat also shows up in the mind. So the mind feels more intense, maybe agitated, irritable. And what you want to do in your asana practice to create balance is to incorporate postures that open up the side body. They're called laterals, because the heat in the body first collects in the digestive organs. So in this practice, we'll be opening the waist. We'll also be working with some twists that help move that heat and intensity, and work on softening our effort, softening that tendency to overdo, which is a challenge for Pitta. So you can begin laying on your back. We'll do just a few moments of centering. You can lay in Shavasana, is where we have Tiffany here, or you can bend the knees and plant the feet on the floor. And that's the better choice if you need some more ease in your low back. And just a few moments to ground and get connected to the breath. If it's comfortable, you can close your eyes and just see if you can tune in to where your body is making contact with the ground. So feeling that support under your head, under your shoulders, through the length of your back, and wherever you're feeling support through the legs and the feet. Notice yourself breathing. And in this posture, you can bring awareness to the abdomen and just start to notice there's a gentle rise and fall in the belly each time you breathe in and out. Now we begin some movement with breath coordination. If you have the knees bent, go ahead and extend them back out. And this time we're going to keep the legs closer together, about hip distance apart. Take your hands and your arms closer to your body and turn the palms down. And this is a moving or dynamic full body stretch. You'll inhale, take the arms overhead and point the toes. Feel the waist lengthen. Exhale, lower the hands and flex the feet. And you're going to follow this in your own breath rhythm. Inhale, reach, point the toes. And exhale, lower the hands and flex the feet. Two more of these. Starting to bring some more space in that area of the side body, which is going to help you release heat. Next time you reach the arms overhead, you can hold. We're going to take 4 to 6 breaths here, just bringing more awareness and space to the sides of the abdomen, space in the sides of the ribs. And as you exhale, begin to engage your belly muscles. Draw the low belly, the navel, and the upper belly in. And you'll notice that brings more length to your back. On the inhale, there's some softening of that engagement, and then you can re-engage, squeeze the belly in on the exhale. All right, go ahead, release, hug the knees into the chest, rock a few times from side to side. Now moving into a twist movement that also opens up the side body, you're gonna roll onto your right side, take your right arm out from your shoulder, and take your left hand over your right hand. Inhale, sweep that left arm overhead. It'll take you into a reclining twist. Exhale, you move your knees through center. Take the right arm over to the left hand, and you repeat on the other side. So inhale, sweep the arm. Exhale, knees go through center. Twist to the other side. Inhale, sweep the arm. Come into the twist, and then exhale and switch. And once you get the hang of this, it's a nice fluid movement from side to side. We're opening up the waist and opening up through the whole length of the spine. And then you can come on back to center, just resting on your back, feet to the floor. And take a moment to breathe. Hug the knees into the chest. And you're going to roll over and come onto your hands and knees. Come on into table pose. Now moving in cat-cow, we're going to start to build a flow from here. So cat-cow, exhale, round through the back, relax the neck, inhale, belly down, and the chest draws forward. Adding some activation in the belly here, exhale, you can round, draw that low belly, navel and upper belly in. Inhale, you'll feel this same space release. Now building this into a flow, you're going to round into cat and sit your hips towards your heels. Elbows come to the floor, inhale, come back to table, curl your toes under, downward facing dog. Inhale, back to table, try it again. Round the back and cat, sit your hips back. Inhale to table, exhale, downward facing dog. Try this one more time, inhale, back to table. And at your pace, cat, sitting back, inhale to table. Let's hold and breathe in downward facing dog. And put the focus on the sides of the waist. Low belly draws in, slight bend in the knees. That's gonna help you lift through the pelvis and feel the length that's created from the pelvis lifting up, arms and palms anchoring down, breathing into the sides of the waist. And checking in with your effort, is there a tendency to push? See if you can soften that tendency to push. A little less effort, a little more ease. Now go ahead and lift your right heel in the air. You're going to bring that foot through, working with either a high lunge or a low lunge. If you're choosing high lunge, make sure you're engaging by lifting the back thigh and reaching through the back heel. All right, now you're gonna lift through the torso, raise the arms overhead. We're gonna work with a twist. Exhale, hands come to shoulder height. Right elbow is gonna draw back, like you're drawing a bow and arrow. Inhale, that arm comes forward, both arms back overhead. We're gonna flow through this. Exhale, elbow draws back. Inhale, hands and arms up. One more of these. Draw the elbow back, belly in, and then inhale, both arms overhead. Now exhale, hands back to the floor. Inhale, downward facing dog. Exhale, drop to the knees. Inhale into cow, belly down, chest forward. Exhale, round into cat and sit back. Elbows down. Inhale into table and exhale, downward facing dog. Nice breath in through the space of the waist. Next inhale, lift the left leg. So same work on the other side, bring it through. Your high or low lunge. Inhale, you'll raise the torso. Exhale, hands at shoulder height. Now it's the left elbow draws back. And then continue with your breath. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, hands down at shoulder height and elbow draws back. And one more time. So we're squeezing and releasing in the belly, lengthening the waist at the same time we twist. It's gonna help move that excess heat. Arms up, hands to the floor. And downward dog, breathe into the waist. Exhale, knees down. Inhale, belly down and chest forward. Exhale, round into cat and sit back. Inhale into table and exhale, downward facing dog. I'm gonna take a number of breaths here. Downward dog, working up to 7 breaths. Use this as a time to get grounded. Feeling the corners of the palms anchor into the ground, the balls of the feet anchor into the ground. Low belly supports, a lift in the pelvis, and we can keep exploring, bringing more space and awareness to the waist and the abdomen. Let your inhalation and your mind's awareness move to the space of the belly, the space of the waist. And as you exhale, softening your efforts. Softening any gripping tension that's in the face or in the torso. We'll take 2 more breaths in and out. And then gaze at the hands. Next exhale, walk the feet to the hands. Soften the knees, inhale and raise up through the arms and torso. Exhale, rest the hands at the heart. And take a moment again, pause, breathe, and feel the effects in the body and the mind. Now, same type of twist work. We're just going to work with it in Warrior One. So inhale, arms overhead. We're going to add a side stretch. So clasp your left wrist, and you're going to exhale and open up the side body. Inhale, back to center, and exhale, other side. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana. Right leg steps back into Warrior One. Raise the arms. Now we're going to hold in that twist. Arms come down to shoulder height, draw the left elbow back. And you're going to take a number of breaths here. Really feel the drawing of the left elbow back. Belly draws in, and right arm and hand extend. And can you get the awareness and the breath to move into the space of the low ribs and the belly? We'll take a total of 3 breaths here, and then inhale, release, arms overhead. Exhale, hands down, back through the flow, dog pose. Drop to the knees. Inhale, belly down and chest forward. Exhale, come back. Inhale, table, and back to downward facing dog. Other side, right leg lifts, and exhale, bring it through. So warrior one on the other side. Arms raised, and we're gonna take 3 breaths in our twists. Hands come to shoulder height. Draw that right elbow back. And letting your awareness move to the belly, drawing in. The same time we're lifting through the collarbones, the waist is nice and long, and we're breathing into the belly. All right, next inhale, release, arms overhead, and exhale, hands down. Back through downward dog, drop to the knees, inhale into cow, that's the belly down and the chest forward. Exhale, round into cat and sit back. Inhale into table, and exhale, downward facing dog. And noticing again how we feel in the belly, softening any grip. Can you soften grip in the body, but also the tendency to grip and force in the mind? Gazing at the hands, you can walk your feet to your hands and soften those knees. Inhale, float the arms and the torso up, and exhale, hands to the heart. All right, release the hands. You're going to step along step to the wide edge of your mat. And we're going to work with a version of Trikonasana, a version of triangle pose, which continues to bring space into the side body. We'll start with triangle to the right. So you can turn your right foot to the right. Lift your left heel, shift it to the left. And we're doing heel to arch alignment here. And we're going to inhale, extend the arms out from the shoulders. So coming into Trikonasana, into triangle, belly draws in, shift your hips to the left, begin to reach your right waist over your right leg, and then take the right hand down. Just allowing that hand to rest wherever it naturally falls. Press the right hand firmly into the leg, and we're going to look down at the right foot. Now, before we do our next movement, you're going to take your left hand, hover it over your left ear, so the elbow is bent. Inhale, you'll stay looking down as you start to extend that left arm overhead, and then exhale, draw the elbow back. The chest opens as you start to look out towards the front of your space. Inhale, you look down, extend the arm. Exhale, elbow back, and we're trying to get this twisting action in the chest. Inhale, look down, and exhale, draw back. And try that once more. And we're going to hold now in triangle. 4 to 6 breaths here, feeling the breath move in and out. You could stay with this bent elbow version, or you can extend the left hand up towards the ceiling. We can feel the support of the belly drawing in, the support of the feet anchoring down, and your breath, your awareness moving into the sides of your waist. Can you breathe into the left side body? All right, last breath out, bend that right knee, inhale, raise up through the torso. You can lower the hands to the hips, and we'll switch sides. So left toes shift to the left, and lift the right heel, it shifts to the right. Before we move into triangle, engage through the belly, low belly and upper belly. Inhale, extend the arms out from the shoulders, and exhale, feel the hips shift, lengthen that left waist over the left leg, and the left hand comes down, right hand to the hip or low back. Now we're going to look down at the left foot, hover the right hand over the right ear, and this side work here in triangle. So inhale, extend the right arm alongside the ear. Exhale, draw the elbow back and open through the belly and the chest. Inhale, look down, and then exhale, working through the twist. Two more times. So this works on length in the waist, twisting the abdomen, continuing to free up the gripping tension that happens with excess pitta, and release the heat. So holding now here, either with a bent elbow, or you can extend the right arm up. And feeling your roots in the pose through the feet, spreading the toes, anchoring through the balls of the feet and the centers of the heels. And just noticing where your attention naturally goes. It may be in the side of the right waist, it may be somewhere else. Wherever our mind goes, it allows the breath motions to create the change needed in the pose. Some areas we need strength, some areas we need more space. All right, soften that left knee, inhale and raise up. Exhale, hands down. And we're actually gonna go back to our first side. So this next pose is Ardha Chandrasana, or half moon. If you would like a different option, you could repeat triangle on each side. But half moon basically starts with triangle, and then we're going to basically take triangle and move into a one-legged balance with it. So let's come into triangle. Right toes to the right, left heel to the left, and coming into triangle. Now for half moon, it can be helpful to have a block, and the block goes on the pinky toe side of your right foot, maybe 6 inches forward and 6 inches to the side. Now I'm going to have Tiffany look down. She's going to take her left hand to her low back, and to transition to half moon, she bends the right knee, moves the left foot towards her right foot, hand on the block, and begin to lift through the left leg, really pressing through the heel. Belly engaged, and there's a lot of work through the ball of the right big toe and the inner right heel. You can stay in this version, or you can work on extending the left arm up. Lots of action through the left waist, down through the left leg, all the way to the left heel. And then we'll exhale and release. And then make your way back upright. And we will do the same work on the other side. So switching the feet, left toes to the left, right heel shifts to the right. You'll have to move your block about 6 inches forward into the side of your left foot. And inhale, extend those arms out. And exhale, shift into triangle, right hand to the low back. Glance down at your left foot, bend the left knee, right foot towards the left foot, and use the hand firmly pressed on the block to lift and press into half moon. And there's lots of stages to work in half moon. You can keep the hand, the right hand on the hip, or you can extend the arm up. And again, notice this tendency to push to 110%. Can you back that off to maybe 80% effort? See what that feels like to help calm the intensity in the mind. All right, releasing down. And you can come upright. Let's bring the hands to the heart. Bring the feet to hip distance. And we'll just take a couple breaths here in Tadasana with the hands resting at the heart. And you can allow those feet to come even closer together so the feet are resting under the hips. Take a few breaths, scan your awareness down the body, noticing any shifts and changes in the body sensations, changes in your experience of the mind, and changes in your own connection with yourself. All right, turn back towards the front of your mat. And you're going to inhale and take your arms overhead. Exhale and forward fold. One more time through our downward dog flow. So step back into dog pose. Take a breath in. Exhale, knees to the floor. Inhale into cow, belly down and chest forward. Exhale, round into cat and sit back. Inhale into table. And exhale into downward facing dog. And then you can transition to the floor, bringing the knees down. We're gonna come into a wide-kneed child's pose, so knees wider, toes touch. Taking a few breaths here in child's pose. Opportunity to feel the sensation of the belly resting towards the thighs. And tune into those places the body is making contact with the ground. The ground itself, that contact, can begin to teach us and remind us how to back off effort and receive support. Another piece of what helps bring Pitta back into balance. All right, we want to release and rebalance through the lower back after our standing work. So we're going to roll over onto the back. You can roll onto your back, hug your knees to your chest. And we'll come into a reclining twist here. So take your arms out in a T position. You can turn the palms down, and the feet for a moment are going to come to the floor. Going to lift the pelvis up, shift the pelvis an inch to the right, lower it down, hug the knees towards the chest, and drop the knees out to the left. Just taking a few breaths here on each side. Give the right side of the low back a chance to settle and breathe. And can you have a sense of release, or sometimes it feels like heaviness through the legs and through the arms. Now switching sides, bring the knees back to center, feet to the floor, recenter the pelvis, shift the pelvis an inch to the left, lower it down, and then knees in, and we'll drop the knees out to the right. And allowing a settling through the thighs, the knees, the shins, and the ankles, settling through the shoulders, the elbows, the wrists, and the hands. Breath moving in and out of that left side body. All right, knees upright and feet to the floor. Reshift the hips, recenter the hips. We'll hug the knees to the chest one more time. You're going to roll onto your side and press yourself upright into an easy pose called Sukhasana. And we're going to work with a seated side opener, which is sometimes called revolved head to knee pose, where Tiffany's going to take her right leg out to the right at about 45 degrees. She's going to keep the right foot flexed. You can see the left heel is drawn in towards the groin. And she's going to take her left hand on her low back. Now she'll inhale, lengthen through the spine. This is real similar actually to triangle pose. And then she's going to exhale and lengthen the right waist over the right leg and hook her right elbow to the inside of her leg, either above or below her knee. It's most natural here for Tiffany to press her elbow into the space above your knee, above her knee. Just make sure you're not pushing directly on your knee joint, which could be problematic. Then what Tiffany's going to do is she's extending out through her right hand, and through her thumb and index finger, she's going to grab hold of her shin bone and keep flexing through that right foot. Already there's a lot of space, a lot of stretch and opening in the left side. This might be plenty for you. So this can be a place to pause and breathe here. The belly's drawing in. Naturally, the left shoulder and left ribs are drawing back. And you can explore where to place the head and neck. Some of you are going to feel better with the eyes looking down. That can ease the neck. Or you might explore looking forward or different placements of the head. This can be a place to stop if you want more work in the side body. You extend that left arm up. Turn the palm up, and Tiffany is starting to draw that arm overhead, increasing the space and the activation in that left waist. Now breathe into that space. See if the breath and your awareness can continue to soften often the deep grip that we will feel here, which even gets more intense as our pitta rises. So letting this soften. You release by taking that left arm overhead first, back to the low back, hand to the low back, and raise up through the torso slowly. See how you feel. You probably feel a little different, right to left side, and then we're going to switch. So right heel comes in to the groin, left leg out at 45 degrees. Flexing the left foot, take the right hand to the low back. Take a breath in to lengthen through the front body. And then we're lengthening now the left waist over the left leg. Hook that left elbow either above or below the knee. And the hand, the index and the finger and the thumb are anchoring into the shin bone. Belly in, open the right ribs, the right shoulder back. And then exploring again, for many of us, the head is going to feel most comfortable looking down, or you can look more straight out from your space. Breathing into the right side of the back. The next step here is to take that right arm out, turn the palm up, and begin to draw that arm overhead. Drawing more space into the right side of the body. And again, a way to work with tension is this skill to be able to put your mind, see if you can bring your mind's awareness to where you feel the most tension in the side body. You put your mind there, at the same time you're breathing in and out, and that can allow you to soften the grip. All right, release that right arm up overhead, raise the torso. Now bring both legs together back to your cross-legged position, ankle over ankle. Notice how you feel here, right side, left side. Is there any more ability to release the effort in the mind? We're going to do a forward fold here in Sukhasana. A way to make sure you're getting the right action through the hip flexors is to take your fingertips and place them in the crease of your hip, so between your thigh and the lower abdomen. Take a breath in, lift through the collarbones, and then exhale, you're going to draw the lowest part of the belly forward. You'll feel some pressure through the hands. And then you take your hands and either rest them on the floor. Some of you might naturally go further, your forearms come to the floor. So wherever your natural stopping point is, you want to go there and relax through the neck and relax through the back of the shoulder blades. This is often a moment there's more ease in the breath, more ability to sense this filling and emptying quality as you breathe in and out. Letting that continue to soothe any residual intensity. And taking a moment even to bring awareness to the forehead and the eyes. Can you soften there, the forehead and the eyes? Other areas that tend to grip and push in the body when pitta is high. All right, slowly press yourself upright. And you're going to make your way onto your back one more time. So moving gradually, roll down onto the back. You can hug the knees into the chest. Rock a few times from side to side. And a nice release for the back here. We'll do it's kind of a moving knees to chest if you place your hands on your kneecaps. And then with your hands on your kneecaps, you're going to press your knees away from the body and then pull the knees back. And we'll do this a few times. Press the knees away and pull the knees back. And then we'll just hug the knees back into the chest. Now revisiting the spinal twist we did earlier, feet will come to the floor, arms out from your shoulders, palms down. You can lift the pelvis, shift it an inch to the right, lower it down, knees in, and drop your knees out to the left. And finding that variation that allows your legs to let go, the arms to let go. In terms of placement of the head, it can stay where it is with the head and the nose facing the ceiling, or if it's comfortable in the neck, you can make a gentle lift in the head and turn the head to the right. And and tuning into the space of your abdomen, the space of the low back. There's naturally some movement here as you breathe in and out. Can you let your breath itself soothe this part of the body? We're going to switch sides. Knees will come up, feet to the floor. Recenter the pelvis, pelvis an inch to the left. Knees in, drop the knees out to the right. And then choosing, depending on how you're feeling through the neck, you can keep the head where it is, or a very gentle lift of the head and turning it to the left. Feeling the support of the floor, learning how to receive the support of the floor, which allows the gripping in the body to continue to release, and feeling that soothing quality of the breath moving in and out of the left side. All right, take the knees back upright and the feet to the floor and shift the pelvis. One more hug of the knees into the chest and rock from side to side. Before our relaxation today, we're going to finish with a supported bridge pose, which is what you can do is take your block. And the block is going, you're going to slide it right under your lower back. And so you're trying to let the bony part of the sacrum rest on the block. It should feel comfortable. The block is too low, it can feel a little uncomfortable on your tailbone. So you can fiddle a little bit with the placement of the block, find a place to settle. If for some reason this isn't comfortable or appropriate for you, then you can just rest laying on your back with the knees bent. And we'll take a few moments here, just letting the whole back body settle, softening the eyes, and if it's comfortable, close the eyes. And this allows the eyes to rest towards the back of the eye sockets. And this is a nice posture to bring attention once more to the abdomen, the navel, the low belly. See if you can sense into the rise in the belly as you breathe in, and the release of the belly as you breathe out. Softening through the face, softening through the eyes. Rise the belly as you breathe in, and release in the belly as you breathe out. Now to release from supported bridge, you press through the feet, lift the pelvis, and take the block. You can place it to the side of your mat, lower down. And it takes a moment for the back muscles to settle. We're going to do one more hug of the knees into the chest. And then we're going to come into Shavasana for our guided relaxation to integrate and close their practice. So Shavasana, what you want to do is have either a thin cushion or a thin blanket to support your head. Your feet first will come to the floor, and then we're going to extend them out. Also, if you have a couple more blankets handy, it's really helpful to roll up another blanket and place it underneath your knees. That naturally will bring more ease to your lower back muscles. So you can make a blanket roll. And let it slide right under the knee joints. There we go. You might need to move it a little bit more. Just want to make sure you can work with a comfortable leg position in Shavasana, and your leg is fully supported by the blanket. And then the last step is to support the front of the body with some weight of a blanket. You can place a blanket over the belly and the pelvis. The other option is to unfold the blanket and actually work with the blanket covering the whole body. Now, I mentioned strain in the eyes is really common when pitta is in overdrive. So Either an eye pillow or a folded washcloth over the eyes will continue to soothe here. And then you're letting the whole back body rest. Can you allow the back of the head to soften into its support? Back of the shoulders softens into the floor, the lower back softening into the floor. Feel the support underneath the glutes, underneath the legs, all the way down to the ankles and the feet. Gradually learning how to let go of effort, let go of our grip. That gripping feeling, it's not just in the physical body, it's also in the mind. But as we learn how to soften in the physical body, it naturally starts to happen in the mind. The front of the body is softening into the space above you. And you can let your awareness turn to your breath sensations. Can you get a sense or an awareness of breath moving into the body and breath moving out of the body? If you allow your awareness to move to your abdomen, continuing to unwind here, you'll notice a gentle rise in the belly as you breathe in, followed by a release in the belly as you breathe out. Notice if you have a tendency to hold your breath. This could be another way that tension and stress is showing up in the nervous system. And we can explore and intend to create what's called continuous breathing. As your exhale comes to an end, with practice, we can guide that exhale to smoothly transition into the next inhale. Inhale comes to an end. Allow that inhale to flow smoothly into the next exhale. So one breath is flowing into the next breath. And that breath flows into the next breath. Now we're going to spend some time scanning the body. This is a skill, learning how to move our awareness, our mental awareness, from the head down to the feet and then back up to the head. Beginning with your awareness in the space of the head and face, allowing the face to gradually become expressionless, softening the eyes, the nose, the ears, softening inside the mouth and jaw. Attention moves to the throat and the neck, the shoulders and the length of the arms, sensing the palms and the fingertips. And from the fingertips, let your attention gradually move up the length of the arms back to the shoulders. Moving attention into the whole space of the chest. So can you get a sense of the space that's enclosed by your rib cage? Let the mind move into that space. And the space of the abdomen, the space behind the navel, the space held by the waist. Sensing your middle back, your lower belly and your lower back. The space of the glutes and the base of the pelvis. The length of the thighs, the back of the knees. Sensing the shins and the calves, the ankles, the tops of the feet and the bottoms of the feet. We've now moved attention through the whole body from the head down to the feet. Experiencing this moment of resting and breathing. Feeling the feet and the lower legs, the knees and the upper legs. Sensing through the pelvis and the abdomen. The space of the chest, the length of the arms, the shoulders, the throat, the face, and the surface of the head. Now you can gradually allow your awareness to move through the whole body, so you're simultaneously able to sense the whole body, head, torso, and limbs. And there may be a sense of the whole body breathing, a gentle filling quality in the body as you breathe in, and a emptying, letting go quality as you breathe out. Taking this time to rest in your own presence. It's an experience of being, which is different than doing. Experience being, which is different than doing. And then as we begin to transition from here, we're trying to do it in a way that doesn't jar or jolt our mind or nervous system. So you want to move gradually. Bring awareness to your hands and feet. Move your fingers and toes. You can bend your knees. Roll over onto your side. And take a few breaths resting here on your side. This is often where we can feel the effects of our practice. And then we're going to close, coming back to a seated position, cross-legged position. We'll just be here a moment. It's nice to support yourself either with a folded blanket or one of your cushions. And we're just taking that moment here to connect within, close our practice. Hands can come in front of the heart, either held together or hands one over the other on the chest. This is a way of drawing your attention to yourself, acknowledging the sense of connection within. And then we'll close with rubbing the palms together, and you take the warm palms over your closed eyes. Let the eyes open. And the palms move away.